Saeed Abbas, and he writes of psychological warfare, physical violence, and death threats every day. We'll talk about it today on Jay Sekulow Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
I'm Natalie Grant.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hello, this is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Aboudini.
In September of 2012, American pastor Saeed Aboudini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran.
Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons.
His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran.
Help us share his story. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Help us hit the mark at 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner of Human Rights. Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Save Saeed.
Save Saeed.
Please help us save Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Go to SaveSaeed.org and let the world know that religious freedom matters to everyone.
Join us as we petition and pray
for the release of
Pastor Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. This morning, if you have not had a chance to read it or listen to the video and see the video that we've done yet, a new letter we have released from Pastor Saeed, dated February 18th. We had it translated to make sure everything was accurate as we give you exactly what he wrote. February 18th, 2013, writing from my heart, in an Iranian prison. My dear friends, the conditions here get so very difficult that my eyes get blurry. My body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky. Various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within these prison walls, and the death threats. He goes on to write about how it's interesting that because he's a Christian pastor, I'm carefully watched. I'm expected to smile at them despite what is being done and to understand why are they doing all these things. But he can clearly see what is going on, and because I want to serve God, I see all of these difficulties as golden opportunities and great doors to serve. Ask, and now this is a new part about this letter. There are those who are enemies of the living Bible and do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures that are sometimes unbearable so they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all of these pressures, after all of the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they'll never get this from me. That is why the Bible is truth, and they are in the way of destruction. Dad, a powerful letter. But also, and it goes on. That was just a snippet, but very troubling.
It is very troubling. We have mobilized and continue to mobilize our teams around the country and around the world, actually, for Pastor Saeed. We're going to get more, into the letter when we come back from the break. But, folks, this is a very dangerous and difficult situation. The prison, of course, one of the most dangerous in the world, known for its torture. Obviously, Pastor Aboudini is feeling that torture. Unfortunately, we are working desperately on his behalf. I need to say that 274,000 of you over that minute, actually 274,391,000 of you have signed on to this petition that we're going to take to Geneva. Jordan, when we get back, I want to go into a little bit of what we're doing in Geneva. I know we can't go into great detail, but folks, we are going to be there dealing with this issue in front of the UN, urging his release. I got to ask you to do us a favor and really do this pastor and his family a favor. If you've not signed on to this petition, Jordan is going to give you the number and the web address, folks. Everybody that hasn't signed on, we need to get to 300,000 really quick here. You make that call or go to aclj.org. Jordan, give everybody the information.
We're only 26,000 away from hitting 300,000. Call now, 877-989-2255. We've got to be there by March 5th, folks. That's 877-989-2255. So close to 300,000. Call now for us, 877-989-2255. You can share the video. You can share the letter online at aclj.org. You can also sign the petition right there, aclj.org. Take a minute, sign this petition. If you have, get it to your friends and family.
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. A new letter we have released today from Pastor Saeed, written from his Iranian prison on Monday, and we had it translated. We want to make sure everything was accurate for you as we release it today and put it in a way that was easy for you to share with your friends and family. So we've got a video of the letter also up at aclj.org. You may say a video of a letter so you can hear it, so you can listen instead of having to focus and read, which I think is a very powerful way to fully grasp this troubling letter of his faith and how he fights back. And Dad, this is something I want to read a little bit from Nagmeh, his wife, who we represent, and her reaction. She said, after reading this letter, how heart-wrenching it was to hear of Saeed's continued abuse and torture in this Iranian prison. We have known for some time that he's facing this physical and psychological abuse. Now our worst fears have been confirmed. He continues to face life-threatening abuse at the hands of Iranian officials simply because of his faith in Jesus. Yeah. These are the dreadful conditions he will continue to face as he serves his lengthy prison sentence in Iran. He's an American citizen being pressured and falsely promised freedom if only he will deny his faith in Jesus.
Folks, I want to say a couple things here. We're going to play for you in a moment a special audio. You'll hear the audio portion of a video that we've put together on Pastor Saeed, and I do want you to hear this. It's about 3 minutes long. It's very important that you listen to it. And this is going to be playing, by the way, around the country. It's going to be on all of our social media. We're going to take your calls as well about Pastor Saeed. You could call us at 1-800-684-3110. And if you just want to say, I'm praying for Pastor Saeed, listen, people are listening around the world to this radio broadcast. You do that. You call us at 1-800-684-3110. But I want you to understand something. They are telling him daily now, probably multiple times a day, that if he denies Christ, he will be released. If he denies Jesus, he will be released. And of course, right now he's standing strong. I need you to stand with him. We've got a team going to Geneva, to the United Nations. We have also dispatched briefs to the UN already. We've got a March 5th hearing date. We've got a series of meetings going on. Folks, we need to be, I want to be over, you know, we set the goal for 300,000. We're at 274,573. I want to exceed 300,000 people. This man is being told, deny Jesus and you're let out of jail. You go to aclj.org and sign that petition. You could also do it at Save Saeed. That's SAEED.org. Either one, aclj.org or SaveSaeed.org. Or call us right now and say, I'm going to stand with this pastor and his family. 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Now, when we go to play this, which we're going to do right now, it's about 3 minutes long. I want you to listen to it. Those of you also want to make that call or go to the website, do it at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. He's being told, deny your faith and we'll let you go. And he's standing strong. Can we stand with him? Now, can we get to 300,000 signatures? I'd like to be there by this weekend, frankly. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. This is the audio portion of a video that we are distributing around the world. Take a listen.
February 18th, 2013, writing from my heart. My dear friends, the conditions here get so very difficult that my eyes get blurry, my body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky. Various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, almost a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within the prison walls, and the death threats. It is interesting that because I am a Christian pastor, I am carefully watched. I am expected to smile at them despite what is being done and to understand why they are doing all of these things. But, of course, I can clearly see what is going on, and because I want to serve God, I see all of these difficulties as golden opportunities and great doors to serve. There are empty containers who are thirsty for a taste of the living water, and we can quench their thirst by giving them Jesus Christ. Maybe you are also in such a situation, so pray and seek God that He would use you and direct you in the pressures and difficulties of your lives. There are those who are enemies of the living Bible and do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures that are sometimes unbearable, so that they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all of these pressures, after all of the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they will never get this from me. This is why the Bible is truth and they are in the way of destruction. There is another group who does not know the gospel of truth. Instead of truly listening and meditating on God's word, they are just waiting to see how I react to all of their pressures and persecution. What will come out of me during these intense times? But again, this is another golden opportunity for me to shine the light of Christ in this dark world and to let God use me. Yesterday when I was singing worship songs, the head of my cell room attacked me in order to stop me from praising. But in response, I hugged him and showed him love. He was shocked. It is during these harsh conditions that I deeply need God's saving grace so that I can be the fragrant scent of Christ in the dark house of Evan Prison. I have often seen the shining morning star in the darkness of this prison, and I have seen His amazing and supernatural works. Oh, how beautiful is seeing the light of the shining morning star of Christ in such evil darkness. So, see your golden opportunities and pressures and difficulties. See the shining morning star in the dark times of your life. I love Him. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous to me. I now know that I have not been forgotten and that we are together in this path. God gives me grace. This is my message for the church. Stay strong for His glory. He will come back soon. Be with God and give your best efforts for His kingdom. Pastor Saeed, servant of Jesus Christ in chains for endurance of the gospel. I love you all.
You know, when you hear that, and I'm glad that we were able to play that, and our team did a great job of putting this together, let me tell you something, folks. We handle a lot of cases, and we've handled cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. Jordan and I have been to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. I've argued cases at the European Court of Human Rights. Let me tell you something. This is the real deal. This is where it's life and death. This is where all the work and all the preparation we've been working as an organization, the ACLJ and our affiliates around the globe for 25 years, comes to fruition. And we've got to exercise all of our resources when you've got a literal life and death situation. And you've got to handle this case like a death penalty case because that's what it is. Now, you heard from the pastor's heart in that dramatization that we did of his actual letter, but that is his letter. We're going to be issuing this audio already and the video version of it on all of our social media sites, so I encourage you to go there, to ACLJ.org, to Facebook. Jordan, I'm sure, sending it out on Twitter, and we'll continue to do so. But folks, this is where I need you, and this pastor needs you, and our team needs you, because we've got to show that we've set an initial goal of 300,000. We're about 25,000 away from reaching that goal. We've got the first hearing is March 5th. That gives us basically a couple of weeks here, not even, to get to over 300,000, and it'd be great if we were well over that. That makes a big statement to the United Nations. But I need you right now to pick up your phone or go to aclj.org. You can easily take, literally, as Jordan said, 1 minute to sign on to this petition at aclj.org, or you pick up the phone right now. If you are not one of the 275,000 people that have signed this petition, you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign it there. Let me also encourage you to share the site Save Saeed, SAEED.org, SaveSaeed.org, on all your social media. But folks, this is where we need your help. So again, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, we're getting ready to go to a break. By the way, we will be taking your phone calls, folks. I know a lot of you have been holding. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk about Pastor Saeed's case, 1-800-684-3110. But Jordan, let's talk about, and I think this is a significant issue here, what's coming up on March 5th?
You know, on March 5th, you've got the UN Human Rights Council meeting, and then again on March 11th with a special rapporteur on the human rights situation in Iran. So you've got two opportunities here because of our NGO status to present his case to the world. And we're doing that, and we're working on that. We've got teams already in Switzerland, at Geneva at the United Nations, doing that as we speak. In fact, we've had them there all week doing that. Sometimes this is towards the end of the week. Their meetings are probably about finished as we're speaking right now, so didn't want to cause any trouble for those meetings to let them continue forward. And I will tell you, we've got teams around the world for Pastor Saeed. All we need you to do, share these stories online with your friends and family, send them around by email, Facebook, and Twitter, and sign that petition so we can get to 300,000 well before March 5th. That is the ultimate deadline, but you've got to pick up the phone and call right now, a toll-free number, 877-989-2255. We will take some of your phone calls as we come back from the break, but we need you to call right now and pick up that phone, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Pastor Saeed facing the psychological, the physical, the mental abuse, the torture, being told, convert and be set free. Deny Christ and you're out. His faith is strong. Will you stand with him? 877-989-2255 or sign at aclj.org.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're talking about Pastor Saeed's case, and you, a lot of you have been holding on, so we're going to go to the phone calls here. But let me again urge you to go to aclj.org. We're at about 275,000 signatures. We want to be at 300. I'd like to be at 300,000 by the weekend. Jordan just told you this. We've had a team in Geneva at the UN all week. We did not disclose that for a lot of reasons, including the sensitive nature of the meetings that we're engaged in. Those meetings are now done for the week. We're obviously, this work and effort continues on Pastor Saeed's behalf into next week. But we needed, I'd love to be at 300,000 by the weekend. I mean, if we could be there by when we start the, you know, Monday again for Pastor Saeed, we can really make a difference. So I want to encourage you, go to aclj.org and sign that petition. If you're not one of the 275,000 people that have already done so, go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. He was told, deny Christ and we'd let you out of jail. Deny your faith and you go free. And he said, I will not do that. So go to aclj.org. That's the least we could do for him. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Now, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. We'll be taking your calls for the rest of this broadcast. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. We're on Sirius XM for a full hour. If you don't get the full hour of the broadcast, just go to aclj.org. We'll be streaming it there. But again, give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Thomas has been holding on from Nevada, line one. Thomas, welcome to J Secular Live.
Hi, Thomas.
Thanks for taking my call. And I heard the audio portion of that you're talking about, and it just broke my heart. I want you to know that I'm standing behind him. I signed the petition. My wife did.
Great.
And we're praying for him. I'm in the process of getting my church to pray for him.
Appreciate that. That's very important.
And pastor should talk about this Sunday before the sermon, and also they encourage the church members to sign on. And also, Pastor Saeed reminds me of a modern-day Paul.
You're right. When I heard, you know, we did, guys in our office here in our media center, put that three-minute piece together, and when I heard it, it was like you're living the Bible today. And I appreciate you calling in. Thomas, according to our call screen, you had a question about what the White House is doing. Jordan, go ahead. Thomas, is that one of the questions you had about what the White House is doing here? Okay, Jordan, why don't you give us an update? And then I'll play Jay Carney's statement.
Sure. We've got a number of members of Congress, over 80 members of Congress, who have worked with the White House and the State Department. The new Secretary of State, John Kerry, who has pledged to do more, and I will say is a much better relationship already when it comes to the issue of Pastor Saeed. But Lindsey Graham has said he wants to hear the president himself get directly involved. Yep. He wants to hear him make comments. He wants him to be publicly involved in this, not just behind the scenes. And I think, you know, John Kerry as well, we're going to expect very soon, you know, the nice words may change to not quite as flattering if there's no commentary very soon, because we know he's going to be sitting down in meetings with those who are influential when it could come to this. And these members of Congress, very bipartisan effort. Out of the 12 latest senators who have joined on, 6 are Democrats. And they range from liberal to moderate. So it's not a partisan issue whatsoever. And they're saying to John Kerry, the new Secretary of State, you need to speak out. You need to do it publicly, not just behind the scenes. It doesn't need to be just your spokespeople. There are a lot of changes going on at the State Department right now, including that spokesperson. So he's working through that. And I know Senator Rubio has also led a kind of behind-the-scenes effort. You won't see his name on our letter because he was the one that asked John Kerry initially on the day he was confirmed about this, got the response that he was going to call out for Saeed's release, and is still working with the Secretary of State's offices now.
Let me play Jay Carney's statement for those that don't remember what the White House finally did say after a lot of pressure, actually, but here's what they said.
Well, we are deeply disappointed that Saeed Abedini has been sentenced to 8 years in prison in Iran on a charge related to his religious beliefs. Mr. Abedini's attorney had only one day to present his defense, so we remain deeply concerned about the fairness and transparency of his trial. We condemn Iran's continued violation of the universal right of freedom of religion, and we call on the Iranian authorities to release Mr. Abedini.
So that was Jay Carney's statement. Folks, is it what we want? It was better than nothing. It does give us something, but we're going to need a lot more to help him. Folks, again, if you haven't signed on that petition, deny Jesus and we're letting you go. Now, I don't even know if he denied Jesus that they would let him go, but he's not going to do that. So will you stand with this pastor and his family that are going through a lot of torment because of the torture that the pastor is having right now in prison? Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call here. And, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, remember, we're here for another half hour. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And, Will, get me the most current number we're at when we come back from this. But, Jordan, let's grab a phone call.
Yeah, I want to say Nagme, Pastor Saeed's wife, who we represent, and you can read her full commentary on ACLJ.org about this letter. She wrote, her primary concern, of course, is for his health and well-being with each passing day. We know that while he is very weak physically, Saeed is strong in his faith. His situation is dire, and with the continued abuse and death threats, we are not sure how long Saeed will survive these horrendous conditions in prison. That's his wife. Imagine writing those words about your own, your husband or your wife, saying you're just not sure how long they could survive this when you're reading their own words and you know them deep down, you understand them, what they're communicating. Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. Ken calling in from Nevada, line 2. Ken, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys, thanks. I was just going to make a comment. My cousin's been kind of keeping me apprised of the situation with Pastor Saeed because his wife, I don't know if she knows him specifically, but she knows his kids.
Sure.
And taught his kids where they live.
Right. Because people need to remember he's an American citizen. But go ahead, Ken. That's right.
Yeah. Well, no, it just makes it hit home, and it should make it hit home to a lot of other people, you know. Because, I mean, this just isn't some strange guy, that obscure individual. I mean, I don't know him. But because I hear from my cousin, I mean, it affects my cousin, and it's like, you know what, we need to stand with this dude, you know? I mean...
Let me play for you, if we can. Let's play Kevin Max. We got time here. Let me play Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline, number 4.
Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline and DC Talk. And if there's a message that I could give Pastor Saeed, it would be just to know that not only is God on your side, which you know, and not only is he going to bring you out of this horrific situation, but there are hundreds of thousands of people that are behind you as well. And I'm speaking specifically about me and my friends that have watched this story unfold. We're constantly praying for you. And we're trying to put as many messages as we can get up in social media to raise awareness. And I hope to see you back safely very soon. And hopefully we'll be able to hang out and do a concert and maybe get you out to one of our shows in the near future.
Well, our hope is that we have Pastor Abedini out of jail soon. We've got a team in Geneva, as we just released that information today. But, folks, as we go to a break here, I want you to go to your phones or go to ACLJ.org. If you're not one of the 275,817 people that have signed on to this petition, well, then you need to do so today. He denies Christ. They say they'll let him go. That's the psychological warfare here. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We need to stand with Pastor Abedini, his family. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's hit this goal this weekend. Do it now.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Obviously, we're talking about the situation with Pastor Saeed Abedini. Let me go right to Jordan. And we're taking your phone calls as well, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we've just released this letter this morning. Fox News is already putting the story out. We've had a team in Geneva for a week working on this situation, just about a week. We've not announced that until today, obviously, because we want to make sure these critical meetings were taking place. We filed briefs already, but more work to do. Give us an update for everybody to understand what's going on here for those that are just joining us on the broadcast.
Sure. We've got this new letter from Pastor Saeed Abedini. We received it on Monday. We've had it translated, made sure everything was accurate, and then we were conveying the message accurately as we translate from Farsi to English. And it's Nagme, his wife, who is the one having to do that. So if you've been listening to the broadcast, you saw online at aclj.org this morning to have to put this together for your husband, you know, to translate it for all of us, because it's written to all of us. You know, the letter, interesting enough, this is only the second letter we have received. But it's written to all of us. It's not a letter just to Nagme. It's not a private letter. It's a public letter, writing from my heart to his dear friends. And he starts off, the conditions here are so very difficult. My eyes get blurry. My body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky because of the various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within these walls, and the death threats. And then he goes on to say that there are those enemies of the living Bible they do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures, sometimes unbearable, so that they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all these pressures, after all the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they will never get this from me. This is why the Bible is truth, and they are in the way of destruction. And the letter continues. He asks us to see our golden opportunities and pressures and difficulties. See the shining morning star in the dark times of your life. Writes about his faith. I love him. He's gracious. He's merciful. He's righteous to me. I know now that I've not been forgotten and that we are together in this path. And that's a key part, that he's not been forgotten. And a message to the church as well. Stay strong for his glory. He will come back soon. And to all of you, he signs off the letter. Pastor Saeed, servant of Jesus Christ in chains for endurance of the gospel. I love you all.
You know, I just got a text from our friend Ricky Skaggs. And you know what Ricky asked? And of course, he did one of the very first pieces for us on Pastor Saeed's case. He says, does Pastor Saeed know how many people are praying for him and what's going on over here, Jordan? Which we did announce that he did know that. He was told that, yeah.
I think the scope, it may be tough to imagine, but he now understands these musicians and these artists, which he was so involved with the worship team. When Nagme, his wife, met him in Iran, that's what his focus is, worship music. And so all of these musicians and artists who have spoken out for him, that hit home. And so I think he understood the scope of the efforts, not just in the legal world and political world, but also in the entertainment world and in the Christian worship world, that their people are speaking out.
I mentioned Ricky Skaggs. Let me play number 7. This is what Ricky Skaggs said to the pastor through the videos. Of course, you know, he knows that things are going on, and he doesn't know all the details. But here's what Ricky Skaggs had to say.
Hey, Pastor Saeed, we're praying for your release. We're praying for your strength. But more than anything, we're praying for the filling of the Holy Spirit to just come around you right now and just give you strength, give you courage, give you hope. We love you. God bless you, my brother.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's going to be your calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Wilhain just informed me that we've passed 276,000 signatures online. We will add the phone calls to that as well, so we're now probably we're over 277,000 signatures. Go to aclj.org or savesaeed.org to sign that petition. If you haven't done so, if you're not one of the 276,000, that's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. As we take a stand for this pastor who's being told, hey, if you deny your faith, we may let you go. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And he said, I am not going to do that. But we can do something for him. Sign on right now. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
The
The situation for American pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Live, a new letter from Pastor Saeed Abedini talking about the physical, psychological, spiritual abuse, torture at the hands of the Iranian prison and other inmates who have been allowed to terrorize him and continue to terrorize him. It's the second letter we have received from Pastor Saeed since his imprisonment began in September. The first letter was back in January 10th. This letter came in Monday, February 18th, but we wanted to translate it, make sure everything was accurate, and that we were, with the translation, getting to you exactly what he wanted to communicate. Remember, he was arrested initially July 28th, put under house arrest, then sent to Evin prison September 26th, convicted and sentenced to 8 years January 27th, and this is the first letter since that conviction, not just to his wife, but to all of you, to the my dear friends. And he says he loves all of you, he knows you're there, he knows he's not forgotten. And I encourage you to read the letter at aclj.org. I want to take a phone call, and then we're going to play some of that so you can hear it right now. If you're driving or listening to your radio, let me first take a phone call now. Deborah in Illinois has been holding on line six. Deborah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, thank you so much, Jay and Jordan, your team, for what you've done. And my question is, if we all rallied together in Washington March 5th, would that bring a light to our government?
Well, I think that the focus has to be, and I appreciate you saying that. And first of all, let me tell you something, Deborah. This is a team effort. We've got our media teams, our TV teams. In fact, this weekend on Daystar, TBN, all the networks we're on, the Christian networks, we've got a program on Pastor Saeed's case, so I encourage people to watch. I don't think a March 5th rally helps, because we've got to rally our teams in Geneva, which is where the UN's meeting, because we need global pressure right now. As far as the Washington situation goes, as Jordan briefed earlier, there is movement there. We've gotten the statement from the president through his press secretary, and we do know that Senator Marco Rubio is in direct contact with Secretary of State Kerry. So I don't think that this is the right time for that. I do appreciate the idea, but I'll tell you one thing you could do between now and then. Rally your church. That would be critical, to rally your church to support the pastor. As I said, our television this weekend for the ACLJ this week is going to be Pastor Saeed's case. So you really want to pay attention to that. And as I said, we're going to be talking about this on our social media. Jordan's going to be on Fox News this weekend. We're going to be hitting it heavy. I don't think a rally's the way to go right now. We're rallying support to get to that 300,000 goal, and we're getting close. But Jordan, right now the focus, we've got to turn our attention to the international focus.
Yes, I believe, you know, there may be a time and place where we need that. And Deborah, I'm thank you for your willingness to do that. But right now, we need to just continue working. We need to continue working the new State Department under new Secretary of State, the new international effort, as well as getting to that 300,000 mark. But listen, there could be a time where we need that. There have been some place that's been very effective in the past. And we would, of course, let you know. And we're not trying to say that if you are planning anything, you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But our focus right now is on the work we've talked about. And let's just, I think, Dad, instead of talking about it, we should just play it for everybody.
Right.
We can ask you now to join. If you have not signed that petition, to call now, 877-989-2255. And if you got, you know, family and friends that haven't, this is the time to do it. You can share what we're about to play in a video form online at aclj.org. But Dad, I think it's time to play it.
Let's do that.
February 18th, 2013, writing from my heart. My dear friends, the conditions here get so very difficult that my eyes get blurry, my body does not have the strength to walk, and my steps become very weak and shaky. Various bullying groups, the psychological warfare, almost a year of not seeing my family, physical violence, actions committed to humiliate me, insults, being mocked, being confronted with extremists in the prison who create another prison within the prison walls, and the death threats. It is interesting that because I am a Christian pastor, I am carefully watched. I am expected to smile at them despite what is being done and to understand why they are doing all of these things. But, of course, I can clearly see what is going on, and because I want to serve God, I see all of these difficulties as golden opportunities and great doors to serve. There are empty containers who are thirsty for a taste of the living water, and we can quench their thirst by giving them Jesus Christ. Maybe you are also in such a situation, so pray and seek God that He would use you and direct you in the pressures and difficulties of your lives. There are those who are enemies of the living Bible and do not want to hear. They are trying to put me under such horrific pressures that are sometimes unbearable, so that they can show me that my faith is empty and not real. And after all of these pressures, after all of the nails they have pressed against my hands and feet, they are only waiting for one thing, for me to deny Christ. But they will never get this from me. This is why the Bible is truth and they are in the way of destruction. There is another group who does not know the gospel of truth. Instead of truly listening and meditating on God's word, they are just waiting to see how I react to all of their pressures and persecution. What will come out of me during these intense times? But again, this is another golden opportunity for me to shine the light of Christ in this dark world and to let God use me. Yesterday when I was singing worship songs, the head of my cell room attacked me in order to stop me from praising, but in response I hugged him and showed him love. He was shocked. It is during these harsh conditions that I deeply need God's saving grace so that I can be the fragrant scent of Christ in the dark house of Evan Prison. I have often seen the shining morning star in the darkness of this prison, and I have seen His amazing and supernatural works. Oh, how beautiful is seeing the light of the shining morning star of Christ in such evil darkness. So, see your golden opportunities and pressures and difficulties. See the shining morning star in the dark times of your life. I love Him. He is gracious, merciful, and righteous to me. I now know that I have not been forgotten and that we are together in this path. God gives me grace. This is my message for the church. Stay strong for His glory. He will come back soon. Be with God and give your best efforts for His kingdom. Pastor Saeed, servant of Jesus Christ in chains for endurance of the gospel. I love you all.
You know, it was interesting. I was getting a text message, actually, from Ricky Skaggs, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, and he's continued to text me. He said he was just reading in his Bible, and we were just talking about this situation, the verses of John 17, where Jesus was praying for all the believers, that the world would know His love. And, you know, this is exactly what Pastor Saeed said. So this is, you know, the irony of this is, of course, in the persecution, the gospel spread. But the pastor's facing unbelievable persecution right now. I mean, it's very intense. And we are, folks, we did not announce this week, for obvious reasons when we tell you this, that we've had a team of lawyers at the ACLJ deploy from our ACLJ offices in Washington and our offices in Strasbourg, France, deploy to Strasbourg, to Geneva, to meet with the UN and various governments. So we're putting global pressure on here. But again, and this is where you come in. Go to aclj.org if you haven't signed that petition, where they're being told right now, if you know you deny your faith in Jesus, we'll let you go. But He's not going to do that. So we could, this is the least we can do for Him. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, Jordan, let's take another phone call.
Back to the phones we go now. Dan's been holding on Idaho, line 4. Dan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dan.
Yes, Jay and Jordan, I think it is absolutely appalling that despite your months of pleading, Barack Obama has not come out and made a statement himself about this. I don't care about a statement through one of his spokesmen. He needs to come out himself. He should have done it months ago and made a statement about this. And I also think it's disgusting that this country, Iran, is one that Chuck Hagel is aligned with.
Well, that it brings up, you know, the whole Hagel situation, by the way, is you're right about that one, too. I mean, and I just posted, I did a commentary or an op-ed on foxnews.com. I encourage you to go there, Dan, if you haven't already, at foxnews.com on the Hagel nomination and the Iran situation. And it actually deals directly with that. So I encourage you to go to foxnews.com, go to the opinion section, and there it'll be on the homepage of the opinion section. But Jordan, Dan brings up the question, of course, in a lot of people's mind is, should the White House be doing more right now?
Well, sure. I mean, understandably why people ask that. Listen, the White House, through the spokesperson, I know, Dan, that is not what you wanted to see, did come out actually first before the State Department about Pastor Saeed Abedini. Yes, it took months. Yes, it should have been done sooner, and I wish we didn't even have to ask them to do so, including the President of the United States. But at the same time, I think what we have to do is realize that those senators now are taking that fight for you. People like Lindsey Graham, Senator Graham, went directly to the president, a public letter, saying, you know what, you need to publicly get involved in this. You need to publicly issue statements, and you need to personally get involved in the behind-the-scenes efforts to get this American citizen home. So we've got the pressure on the White House, on the State Department. We've seen a change at the U.S. State Department as well with Secretary Kerry. And I think, listen, I understand the frustration. That's why we want to continue to build the pressure. You can do that by calling and joining with us, folks, 877-989-2255. We come back, more of your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. But I encourage you. Pastor Saeed needs you. He says he knows you're there, that you have not forgotten him. But he's faced this physical torture, mental torture, spiritual torture. Will you call 877-989-2255 and add your name to this petition? As we get, we're just under 26,000 to get to 300,000 people, folks. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. The situation for American Pastor Saeed Abedini is getting worse. This U.S. citizen is being beaten, tortured, and subjected to psychological abuse as he serves 8 years in one of Iran's most brutal and deadly prisons. Pastor Saeed is facing a life-threatening prison sentence simply because of his Christian faith. He's no longer permitted to call his wife and two young children who live in the U.S. His family does not know when or even if they will ever hear his voice again. The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
I'm Natalie Grant.
Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Josh Turner.
Hello, this is John Foreman from Switchfoot, urging you to sign the petition to free Saeed Aboudini.
In September of 2012, American pastor Saeed Aboudini was arrested while building orphanages in Iran.
Since then, he has been sentenced to 8 years in one of Iran's toughest prisons.
His charges? Sharing his Christian faith in homes across Iran.
Help us share his story. Sign the petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Help us hit the mark at 300,000 signatures to present to the UN and the Council of Europe Commissioner of Human Rights. Your signature could save a life. Save Saeed.
Save Saeed.
Save Saeed.
Please help us save Saeed. Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
Go to SaveSaeed.org and let the world know that religious freedom matters to everyone.
Join us as we petition and pray
for the release of
Pastor Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
276,935 of you have online. We've added at least over 1,000 today by the phones as well. So we're getting there, folks. But we're at a critical juncture on this. We are working aggressively. So I encourage you to go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, you could do that as well. And a lot of you have been holding. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Susan calling in from Arkansas, line 5. Susan's been holding on. Susan, welcome to JCCU Live.
Good morning. I thank God for you guys every day. I'm appalled, actually, that only 276,000 people in all this time that you've been speaking about Pastor Saeed, that this is all we can muster in the United States. I'm kind of shocked.
Well, let me tell you this, though. I've got to thank 276,000 people. This is the largest petition we have had, at least, I think, probably even more than the Obamacare cases and all of that going back. So this has been actually a great response. I just got informed that to cross 277,000. Susan, it's a lot of people. A quarter of a million people is a lot of people that are engaged on this. Jordan, the response has been really overwhelming.
Absolutely. And this is a lot. This is people coming in directly from the ACLJ audience who have willing to take a stand, who have put their name to this. You know, it's not just sending along the email, but it's actually putting your name on this, knowing that it's going to be used, knowing that it's going to be out there to the members of Congress or to internationally as well, taking the time to make the phone call at 877-989-2255 or going to aclj.org. It's the single largest petition we've done before. And we had another petition for Saeed earlier,
right
when we began, that was over 200,000. I think it's in the top 5 biggest petitions ever from aclj.org. So
let me tell you, Jordan, I need to interrupt you here. Had so much traffic on aclj.org right now that we're encouraging people instead to go to savesaeed.org. That's how much traffic is going on right now on the website. So save Saeed. It's SaveSaeed.org, and you can sign the petition there. That's a dedicated page for Pastor Saeed on the web, so I encourage you to do that. Also, if you want to talk to us on air, folks, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. William in Georgia, line 1. William, welcome to JCCU Live.
Hi, William. William, you're on the air. I got to think we've got a problem there. Here was his question, though. I want to play his question. It says, is anyone specifically asking President Obama face-to-face or through correspondence to speak out on this? And the answer to that is yes, Jordan. Let's go ahead and talk about what Lindsey Graham's doing, Marco Rubio and others.
Absolutely. We've got people, 84 members of Congress, including 12 U.S. senators, plus Marco Rubio, So really 13 U.S. senators who have taken Saeed's message and what the U.S. should be doing directly to the State Department. Senator Graham has done it directly to the White House in a letter to President Obama in a time where these are very influential U.S. senators and the members of Congress, the House of Representatives as well. And so when they're asking something that seems so simple to so many of us listening right now, know that they are, again, they've taken the time, their staffs have taken the time to communicate these messages to President Obama or to the White House or to the State Department. So I would ask you that if they're taking the time, that you would take that time as well to add your name to a petition. You know, they're drafting letters. They're sending them through Congress. They're working together, Republicans and Democrats, liberals to the far left, conservatives to the far right, coming together on this. And everyone in between, for Pastor Saeed, an American citizen, just sent us this letter from his Iranian prison in Tehran, the worst prison in Iran, about this threat of death and violence. So I encourage you folks to join and add your name to the petition, calling 877-989-2255 or going to SaveSaeed.org, SaveSaeed.org.
I want to play Michael Tate, of course, lead singer for the Newsboys, formerly with DC Talk. He made a special appeal also for Pastor Saeed. Let's play that one.
I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys. My heart went out in ways I can't explain when I heard the story. Sitting in a car on tour with the Newsboys in New Zealand, I got a radio bite to an email talking about Pastor Saeed, you, your family. Once again, words can't express. But I know one thing for sure. This song has impacted America. God's not dead. He's alive. You may be behind bars. You may be in prison. But he's roaring like a lion in your heart this very moment. God bless you guys.
Well, there you have it, folks. We are getting a lot of support for Pastor Saeed, and I encourage you to do it. All right, Jordan, give everybody, as we're closing the broadcast out here, kind of a summary of what has actually transpired this week in Geneva since we now know that those meetings have taken place.
Yeah, our team was there. We met with a number of the countries who are on the Human Rights Council. There's 47 member states. I think we had over 20-something meetings with different countries, their official representatives, as we build towards a March 5th date where there will be an opportunity to bring this to light, and March 11th at the UN Human Rights Council officially. And then, of course, so we've got a team there that's been there all week, some of our European team from our office in Strasbourg, France, and some of our American team as well, working together through those offices. As you can kind of see, the ability of the ACLJ to work and to use these international offices sometimes in the situation calls for it, not just for Europeans with the ACLJ, but here for an American, the American Center for Law and Justice, working with the European Center for Law and Justice on behalf of American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's now imprisoned in Iran. And that, again, it tells you all the work, as you said that earlier, that we put together all these offices and we do all the work that we do so that times like this happen, we're ready to go. It's not even a question.
Yeah, you know, I remember, and Jordan, I don't remember if you remember this, what a fight it was to get accreditation at the United Nations. We had to go through two series of hearings over about a six-month period. Yeah, and we had a fight like crazy to get recognition.
And you don't get to do these written submissions, which we've already posted to ACLJ.org. You can see it, two of them. You don't get to do that or the oral interventions at the Human Rights Council unless you have that status. So every group can't do that. You can't just say, okay, now we want to go talk to the UN and do it publicly and do it to the Human Rights Council. You have to be approved like we did. And we went through that at a time. It was tough. It was not easy to get that approval. But we knew that we were doing the right thing then. And now we're able to really fully utilize that ability.
SaveSaeed.org is where we're encouraging you to go to. Our ACLJ.org site has got way too much traffic on it right now, which is a great problem to have. But SaveSaeed.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's SaveSaeed.org, or 1-877-989-2255. I've just been informed that we're over 277,000 with phone calls, over 278,000, actually close to 279,000. So you can help us get there really quick. Again, SaveSaeed.org or 877-989-2255. Have a great weekend. Be praying for this pastor and his family.
The ACLJ continues to work here at home and around the world to secure his freedom. We continue to pressure the U.S. government, the United Nations, and the European Union. But we need to hear from you. There's power in numbers, and that's why your voice is so important. Sign on to our petition now to save Pastor Saeed. Time is critical. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.